Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Doubt.
Yeah, in New York City. Doubt, a parable. Quite an old play, early
2004.
Yeah. So it's been around a bit and I have seen productions of it before. But still, this is a gut punch of a play. That if you come out of this with any certainty, then you are someone with stronger convictions than I am.
The play, they famously said in the around the time of the original production, this is a one-act play because act two is the conversation you have afterwards.
Did they say that? It's true. We spent walking down these streets to get back to our hotel room, unpicking it in a way that really there are no answers. So, for those of you not familiar with the story, it's set in a Catholic school, and it is about four characters. It is about the principal, an older nun, a younger idealistic year eight classroom teacher
slash nun,
the priest who works in the parish and also has a ministry of the school, and then eventually the parent of the only black child in the school. And it is about the doubt that has arisen because of the
allegations.
The principal's suspicions that the priest is interfering with a small boy.
And look, in 2024, we tend to have faith in those kinds of suspicions.
Well, I mean, I think the interesting and messing with your head aspect of this play is that she had suspicions but really no corroborating evidence other than the fact that the priest had been alone with the child. The priest had a very good justification for that, but that in her mind was enough. And as the play goes on, you realise that, well, she just didn't like the priest very much, but also things about the fact that it turned out that he had been moved from a lot of parishes in years before. So you start thinking, oh, maybe, just maybe, but he's quite charismatic. She is very fixed in her ways and her attitude to children and conventions. And it is just a complete mess with your mind, gut punch.
And if that play sounds incredibly heavy, it is heavy. But there are also moments of great humour.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the interactions between particularly the two nuns in their philosophies about dealing with children are quite intriguing. You have a very much this old school attitude to, you know, a child should be seen and not heard, put them in their place, scare the living willies out of them, against a younger, more nurturing, loving attitude to children.
And there are some great performances because this script by John Patrick Shanley won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It won the Tony Award for Best New Play the first time round. It wouldn't shock me if it won Best Revival at the upcoming Tonys. It's a play that just gives performers everything that they need.
It is such a gripping script and it is so well put together. And the set itself has this beautiful light as though it's coming through either church stained glass windows or, you know, classroom windows, etc. And this magnificent set that moves between the courtyard of the school slash church.
David Rockwell was set designer. I'm looking at the program.
And
the playbill.
The interior of the office and the church. And all of those locations are just so beautiful and real.
And it's a play that makes you want to talk.
It's so frustrating, and I do not know what to believe. I came out thinking, as somebody who has read so much about the institutionalized sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church,
and as both very much lapsed Catholics,
part of me thinks there is doubt, but there is also no evidence. And I think, you know, there was not a lot of Christian compassion or love there either, or forgiveness. But then there are some things that are unforgivable. So your brain just lurches from one thing to another. And in the end, I think you have to have some evidence.
And the thing that's fascinating about this play, and I've been trying to not say fascinating and I have failed, is a great script is nothing without great performances.
No.
And I thought tonight the performances across the board were just spectacular.
They were so credible and so... they just embodied these four different characters.
Liev Schreiber as our priest, Amy Ryan as our older nun, Zoe Kazan as our younger nun, and Quincy Tyler Bernstein as our mum, just gave it their all. And these two of them are Academy Award nominees, and the other one is certainly given Academy Award nominee caliber performances, and it's not a surprise that actors of this renown are coming to this play again and again and again, because it's a play that just, if you give yourself to it, as both a performer and as an audience member, you can just... it's a gift.
And the thing is, as you were explaining to me earlier, is that it's called Doubt, a Parable. I've only ever actually seen it called Doubt, but it's a parable about the Iraq War and weapons of mass destruction. There was no evidence. We were called on to believe because of suspicion that it must be. And you're partly people acted because, well, depending on who you believe, because the price of not acting was too high, that you couldn't just stand by and let it play out. And this was the case of the old nun, that I think that she had conviction, but she also firmly believed within her heart that a small child's future was at risk, and for that you had to push aside that doubt. And if that meant sacrificing the priest, well, so be it. Where did you come out in thinking?
I guess I came in having seen the play before and having seen the film adaptation. I always kind of had come to the conclusion somewhere along the line the priest was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a matter of almost fighting against my better instincts, in that part of me wanted to believe that he was guilty, but at every time there was a... well, really, that is a perfectly justifiable explanation.
They really, really, really managed to bring out the doubt.
Yeah.
And mess with your head in a way that I think real theatre, really great theatre can challenge your expectations, your thinking. And you can make it a parable for so many things too, where challenging the things that we... believe to be true.
Or that we need to be true.
Yep. Often with no evidence at all.
Yes. I think a rating is in order.
I think we will give this one... well, you can speak for yourself, but I'm going for a high distinction.
Yeah, I would also agree this is a high distinction play and adaptation of play.
I have one criticism.
Yep.
And it's actually about theatre audiences and... something that I see a lot in US audiences that is a convention that we don't follow really in Australia is a strong applause after a great scene, as you might do after a musical number. In a musical, there was about four times in the play tonight when someone just gave this cracking monologue often. The crowd, the audience applauded. I found that quite distracting. I wanted to absorb it. I mean, part of me wanted to stand on my feet and go, yee-haw, but nah.
No, I can't disagree.
And anyway.
We'll be back seeing something tomorrow.
With some other observation of absolutely no relevance. Good night.
Good night.